We sit in meditation again tonight, just over a week after the autumn equinox. And this is for the full moon, the first full moon of the autumn. After the momentarily balance we had of day and night and personal and collective with the equinox, we have seen the tensions increase rapidly over the last week, and it's going to peak around the full moon with some adjustments taking place in the coming days. And now I'd like us to focus on the build-up of tensions, pressure, possibly stress within us as we're approaching the full moon. You'll feel that inside, you'll feel that around you, you'll feel that in a collective. It is part of the grand game, but it won't be our first focus. I'll come back to that a little later. We are in the Libra month of the year. So relationships are hugely important. And first of all, the relationship we have with ourselves. What this full moon tonight is about for us is to fully reconnect with our source. And this happens like a process by which our physical being has to dilate and dilate and expand more to be able to hold and witness the divine presence and internal love that is infusing our being all the time. But that we now need to connect with in a much more intense and stable manner. So we get our sustenance and inspiration directly from the source. This infusion pouring upon us down our vertical axis is heading to our heart, to the bottom of ourselves, to the core of our being. This highlights our vertical dimension as an evolving human being. Not so much in the sense of yet another phase of evolution, but more as that orientated being that knows it comes from up there, source. All around, but symbolically above our heads, and is capable of re-establishing and maintaining the connection. So one aspect of what is really crucial for us to perceive right now is that connection we have when we dive deep into our heart, to the sacred chamber. Access the loving presence and feel that this is available for us in a distinctly unique way, in a specific way. Because every one of us is unique and specific. So the birthing of our divine self happens as we progress in our capacity to hold the space in stillness, this requires that we settle, make time and space, and that we can be still enough to receive and be infused the highest frequencies of Source. At the same time, this full moon presents us with the horizontal axis of our life, the way we normally perceive our lives, and also the notion of past, future, and in particular karma, dharma. When we dwell in divine love and internal love, there is no such thing as karma. When we are one, whole, with all that is, there is no karmic debt to be paid off. So with this birthing of our divine self in our human vessel, we can definitely move beyond the linear notion of time, the circular time, any kind of concept about time, action, cause and consequences. And instead, by settling in the core of our being, in the depth of our heart, with that mind that is so still and transparent that it witnesses without interfering, then what we have is a different experience. We don't have a line taking us from the past to the future that would represent our life, past and future life. We have the vastness of a panoramic view all around us, 360 degrees around us. And that entire space is the place of our presence, where we embody our I Am presence, our divine being, and hence where we manifest and experiment and offer to the world our contribution in as many possible ways as there are directions coming from that central dot in the middle of our heart. So when divine love becomes the expression of our essence, all that we touch, say, do, share, all things that keep us busy and we engage into are expressions of our magnificence, our accomplishment. And support the perfection of our embodied self. So there we are at the intersection, at the crossroad between our verticality, the axis of our dignity, integrity, and place of wholeness, where we can honor self and the creation of self. And this horizontal axis that is like an aspect of the manifold, multiple, infinite possibilities we have in expressing ourselves as a God-like being on earth. And I would like us to take a moment to dwell there, exactly at that intersecting point. Millions of possibilities, because we are here on earth in our dense reality and connected with Source, to the point that we embody Source. So feel for a moment the density of your body as it is sitting, the physicality of that human condition we live in. Density and stability. Your body, its density and stability. And feel how this precious vessel hosts and holds the treasure of the divine, the frequency of love. That unique vibration that keeps the world together, the universe, all that is. So there we sit and enjoy the presence, the qualities, the fragrance. Here we experience the weightless stability. We are not burdened. We are not feeling heavy. On the contrary, we are feeling rather elated, aligned, awake, in joy. This is important because, as we know, things are getting more difficult. Tensions have been building up. Tensions are building up, and conflicts and separation and duality is building up to that climax we have been awaiting for a long time. And the time is now. And now, from the center, from the core of your being, from that place of stillness, you are able to feel, to notice clearly the signs of this build-up and the pain it causes, the suffering all around the planet. You can feel that. But I would like you not to fall prey of it. I would like to be you to be, and us all to be capable of holding that space in the core of our being, where the I Am presence is shining, where the source is constantly showering us with love. May this be our base, our reference, our shelter. The time is no longer to try and explain or convince. Time of the division is coming, and we have chosen our camp, which is to connect with Source and pour love all around us, because we are pure love. This takes us obviously into a slightly more challenging aspect of this full moon. So the sun is in Libra, that's a season, collective consciousness is in the foreground, all relationships are being challenged, triggered, and the moon sits opposite in the sign of Aries. This is what we call the full moon, the sun on one side and the moon on the other side of the zodiac. That full moon in Aries is supercharged with extremely eruptive energy. Extremely disturbing, eruptive energy, which affects the collective body, that is humanity, that is our communities, and on a smaller scale, our own bodies. Our bodies have been enduring constant changes for the whole summer, and for some of you, for already a number of years since you became aware of the ascension process. Our bodies are taxed, they are tired, they are depleted, to the point that many things we like doing and maybe ought to do, we can't do them. It's too much. Most of our vital energy in the past few months, but also in the past 8 years since 2012, most of the body's energies have been used to transform the material, the structure, and the operational systems of our bodies. I say physical body because this is the main target right now, but it implies that obviously mental, emotional, spiritual bodies have been transformed at the same time, each one in their due time, over cycles of transformation. All this had to happen slowly, progressively, so we could gradually be capable of holding more divine energy and a higher frequency, obviously. So the upgrades have been gradual, and now they have completely completed, and the disruptive movements we can feel in our bodies that cause a lot of pain, sometimes suffering, all sorts of signs, symptoms and conditions that can be severe or not, that are recurring or just sudden. Any signs you may feel or have been feeling over the years, and more recently, and in particular since the equinox, these are signs of activation of that upgraded body, and with the activation of the higher operating system fueled by higher frequencies, the remaining debris and dark spots, blind spots, or anything that is less than perfect and in harmony with the newer operating system needs to be released and sometimes purged. So no wonder that there are extremely painful processes to go through for some people. They relate to very ancient stories. They have little to do with this current incarnation, although, of course, something will have triggered that during this incarnation. So there's a lot of old stuff being finally released. It's tiny little debris, it's no longer big chunks of lives, And we have seen that this is happening now because the infusion of light and love that comes down from source is fueling our entire human self on another level. We are vibrating on another level. This reflects in the collective, which means that the escalation of violence, polarization, and the like we can witness is the result of a similar activation of the collective body. We know we've been undergoing this massive change all of 2020. The final trimester, the autumn, that will take us into Christmas, will be the crucial moment, and we have a few eclipses coming in November and December that will mark the end of that phase of the process. But this is ahead of time. For the time being, I'd like you to feel whatever may not be exactly right or in place or balanced or in harmony or homeostasy in your physical body. This you know already. You probably have tried a million things to change it if it's been there for a long time. If it's popping out of the blue, you probably think about ways of eliminating the symptoms. And instead, I would like you to just be there. In that place, in the core of yourself where your blueprint is, that intersection between the divine infusion coming from our higher self and the multiple directions our embodied self can take. Just sit there and witness and feel the quality of your blueprint, that signature, that uniqueness of yours. No two beings are like you. We are so special, every single one of us. When you feel that, you may feel the vibration of it, you may be aware of the geometric shape of it, you may have other perceptions. And you let that I am presence in your being, in your human being, dissolve the block, dissolve the pain. Disintegrate the attachment to the pain or the suffering. Dissolve all the beliefs attached to the condition. Divine love is the cure of all these harmony, imbalance. Its vibration embraces everything, all the chaos, all the oppositions and resistances and blocks all the violence endured or inflicted to ourselves. This all-embracing presence reunites the sovereign being that we are. And for a few moments, we just stay there. So quiet and so centered and so open, so dilated with love, pouring love, shining love. So that we can support the reharmonization and the return to divine law and order. At a time of great turmoil, visible or invisible, distant or nearby, it is really essential that we focus on harmonizing and pacifying our own selves. There's no quicker and better way to peace and harmony in the entire world. So that's what we are doing. We are dwelling in the sacred chamber of our heart, receiving this constant shower of this divine love from Source. And we are shining that love and light, and that dissolves and dissipates anything that is less good than divine law and order, which is what we called dharma. Dharma is when I embrace all dimensions of myself and I manifest that perfection in a human shape according to my gifts and talents and capacities and abilities. This is when I honor the Source and own my perfection. This will be our focus in the coming weeks and months, when the complexity, the violence, the destruction will become more obvious. The structures, the societal structures, the organizations that are crumbling are outdated. They are corrupt and compromised. They cannot be saved or reformed. what is to be preserved is the community of light and love that is spreading rapidly with every single being awakening to the truth and holding the light and re-establishing the connection to Divine Source. This network is alive and spreading rapidly. It can spread virally in no time when each one of us chooses to hold the space of the divine and the frequency of love only. Every single one, every single being on this planet is presented with that quality, with that vibration. Many are choosing it, many more than just a few months ago are choosing that and changing their lives rapidly. You have chosen that much before and you're there. And every moment your focus is to hold that brilliance. And to shine that love further outwards. So it reaches those who resonate with the frequency. And those who won't choose that frequency or are not aware of it yet, some may wake up, others will take another route, and this is okay. This is the ripening of the time. So the build-up of tension and the stress you can feel shouldn't affect the way you honor your precious divine being, because this is how you best support the safe transition and ascension of all. It's no longer time to heal the wounds. Now is the time to stand in the light, in the love, and maintain that quality in all circumstances, no matter what happens. As we are coming closer to the full moon, the tension builds up a bit more because the moon always reflects the collective. After the passage of the full moon, you will feel, if you're familiar with it, that we tip to something different. So if you're still awake at 10:05 p.m. Wait until the moon goes into its waning phase and notice the passage. Because this is also the time where I can let go more. The descending, the waning phase of the moon is an opportunity for us to release the pressure we accumulate during the waxing moon. And because the tension, the external tensions are so strong, we need that release, and it will be very helpful to follow the cycle of the moon in the coming month. Now, if you listen to that later, you'll just try and remember how it was the day before and how it compares with now, the time you're listening. And for just one more moment, I'd like you to sit and all of us to join forces and light and love and create that huge sphere of divine presence that is consciously manifest. Consciously manifest on the planet. Take a few more breaths and sit still for a little while, even after we have completed. Thank you very much for being here. I wish you all a very good night.